USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers have until December 16th to pass a funding bill to keep the government running. Democrats want to pass a spending package that would fund the government through the rest of the 2023 fiscal year. Many Republicans are opposed to this, including New York Republican Congressman-elect Mike Lawler, who weighs in on the issue on Fox News.
There should not be a long-term spending bill here. A continuing resolution should be passed to fund the government into January so that the new Congress, myself included, can get in there and rein in this reckless, out-of-control spending.
Thousands of North Carolinians are without power after shootings at two power substations over the weekend. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre confirms the federal government is offering to help get the power restored there.
We have been in touch with local officials, and we're going to provide any assistance needed to help them.
You'll have more time to get the real ID necessary to board flights or enter federal facilities. The Department of Homeland Security announced the real ID deadline will be pushed back from May 3rd of next year to May 7th, 2025. DHS said the extension is necessary to address the lingering impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The man who shot Lady Gaga's dog walker and stole her French bulldogs is going away for a long time. After Monday's no contest plea in Los Angeles, James Howard Jackson was immediately sentenced to 21 years in prison. The dog walker survived the shooting, and the dogs were eventually recovered. Wall Street ending Monday on a down note. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 453 points. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The effects of the COVID-19 pandemic are still being felt.
Teenagers' brains are aging faster due to pandemic-related stress. A study published in Biological Psychiatry Global Open Science shows teens experienced higher levels of depression, anxiety, and fearfulness than before the COVID-19 pandemic. Researchers found signs of premature aging in MRI scans of a group of teens taken before the first year the virus spread, and then at the end of the pandemic's first year. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is announcing a state program to provide temporary shelter and housing to Floridians impacted by Hurricane Ian for those not eligible for FEMA relief.
We want to bring relief to impacted Floridians, regardless of whether FEMA wants to be a part of that. So today I'm announcing Florida will be providing up to $25 million through state funds to purchase building materials and provide those materials to verified nonprofit organizations.
Actress Amber Heard is filing an appeal over the ruling made in the case against ex-husband Johnny Depp. He was awarded over $10 million in damages after a jury found Heard defamed Depp. Heard's lawyers found 16 different errors that were made during the original trial. Her lawyers adding the case should have been held in California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.